the Texas Radio Hall of Famer, the Colonel, Norm Hitzkus, and his mysterious pies to my right. Good morning, sir.
Morning. I'd like to report that intern Jamal also had a piece this morning. He liked it.
I think you just forced really him good. To eat it.
And we need a new intern.
believe me.
He got the sliced meant for Gordon.
Yeah, it's like the king cake in New Orleans with a little baby in it.
Right.
But there's a little cyanide pill in it.
And now his throat's getting a little closing a little bit.
Let me just assure you.
Get him out of studio.
Tastes like almonds.
Let me just assure you, Jamal did not need a second invitation.
Norm, we figured out the mystery of the pie. And if you want to be honest about it, we can CSI this
thing.
We've
done some investigative reporting, and we feel that we know the origins of the mysterious pie.
Do you want to just admit that we're probably right? And skip it, or do you want us to actually? Because I don't want to. We're not here to expose each other. We're best friends. Okay, Rumpy's is located in Gainesville, Texas. Norm Hiskus, were on a remote 1 week ago today.
That's exactly right.
Rumpy's is further from your house than the ticket is. It's not like you went up there separately. So I think you purchased the pie a week ago today, put it in your fridge, at some point realized it didn't have sugar in it. Mary obviously didn't want it because she's gorgeous and she doesn't eat pie. You said, what am I going to do with this pie? And then you said, I'll bring it to my buddies over at the ticket.
Is that true, sir? Is that true?
Answer!
Of course it's true.
Oh my gosh! Throw the book at him!
You can't handle
the
pie!
Guilty. That's guilty a week of serving week-old pie.
That's a week-old pie.
Oh, dear God. I'm sorry to have offended your sensibilities here with this spectacular week-old pie.
You can't handle the
you
truth.
You cannot handle the truth, sir.
I can see where the little sticker that said best if eaten by, like, Saturday has been removed from the pie.
Best if eaten by an hour after you buy it.
Thursday.
Now, eat it now, damn it.
Oh, man. I was ready to defend you, Norm, but I just Googled, how long does a pie last?
Uh-oh.
And in really big letters popped up 2 days.
Oh, my gosh!
Jamal has it in his mouth right now. He is slowly chewing.
He hasn't even chewed yet. He's hurt that he went, oh.
Oh, wait. Apple pie will keep for an additional 2 to 3 days in the refrigerator, loosely covered.
This
with
is not
oil
apple pie. Cherry pie.
Oh.
A.K.A. crime scene pie.
Crime pie.
The pie's
wonderful. I don't
think
they'll, like,
drop
dead. Look at Jamal now. He's still chewing.
He's going for another bite, actually.
It's taking like 40 extra bites to chew on this week-old pie.
Free. He can't turn it down.
Yeah, he's a college student. He's going to eat anything.
Norm.
You can put cherries in a shoe, and he's going to take a knife
cherry
to it.
Cherry Jubilee.
Eat it. Okay, you know what? Pack it up. Let's go. It's not going to get any better than that. Norm, I'm leaving. That's it.
Well, then we're changing the rundown of the show right now, babe.
Oh. That's why you are Mike Soroy,
thanks,
buddy. That's why you are you. That's Soroy. That's
yay.
Jules.
Hey.
That's Big Strong.
What up?
And that's intern Jamal, who is seriously
holding his belly,
considering
slowly walking down the hallway to the.
But his hand has moved from his belly to his bottom as he quickens the pace to get down the hallway. We have a big show today.
We're going to need another Jamal.
The Birdhouse is at 11:30, Norm. We will take your tweets, sports, entertainment, lifestyle, travel, week-old pie, whatever you want to talk about at 11:30. We'll get it done at that time.
Trust me, the pie is wonderful.
I'll have to take your word for it. I'm on a diet. Sorry.
I understand. Mm-hmm. You're excused, sir.
I'm excused also.
You do have a lifelong policy. He said it's just like me not eating a plate of eggs that was sitting there. The same thing for you not eating that pie. And I didn't know it was that bad. And if that's true, I apologize.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Donnie.
I'm out. Cook Fruit and Donovan, we don't get along.
Mm-mm.
So would the ultimate bad thing for you be a meat pie? All that gravy circulating inside the pie?
God.
Like a chicken pot pie?
Circulating.
Oh, I'm out. Mm. No chicken pot pie for
really?
Me. Nope.
It circulates, Mike. That's why they put the dough across the top of the pot pie.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So that underneath, the peas and the carrots and the gravy can all dance around in there. You don't see it. It's like gravy.
Just a gravy party all up and down inside of there.
It's like
crazy.
The peas have their little swimsuits on, and they're just.
No one can see it.
Yeah.
My old wonderful friend John Anders, who used to make a spectacular writer, he used to make gumbo. God, John's gumbo was great. Said that the key to making gumbo is once you've made it, you look into the big pot of gumbo. And you're suspicious because something in there appears to be moving around. And you're afraid it's the okra.
Okay, yeah, maybe. I do love some meals that are better the second day around. Like, I think spaghetti is way better the next day.
Pie?
Than it is the first day.
Yeah, I agree. The flavor goes
gumbo
through.
May,
soup, too.
Gumbo yeah, may yeah. be that same way. Jambalaya stuff. Well, I think it's tough to get the rice as
yeah,
to where it was.
Rice
right,
is
that's,
tricky.
A, that's a little tricky.
The rice turns into little bullets.
Mm-hmm. But, boy, spaghetti, I would much rather you make the spaghetti for the next day than that day. Just to let everything just soak in and blend in together, and then you reheat it and whoo-hoo.
And if you're going to make spaghetti, you make an S-load of spaghetti.
Yeah.
So you can eat it for 3 days
and
after.
Because you can eat it S-load
right.
of spaghetti
you already got
in
all
one
that stuff
sitting.
Out.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that the best thing about certain meals, though? Mary's not feeling very well these days, so we just ordered a pizza last night. The next day is the best day for a pizza.
I agree.
Yeah.
Cold?
Yeah.
I warm it up just a little bit, but in the oven.
Okay, see, that's
not in the microwave.
Probably best case.
Yeah.
5:20 this morning.
Jeez, dude. You ate pizza at 5:20?
5:20.
And then you had the pie here at 10 o'clock?
I'm going home and having a salad.
You just looked me right in my face and slowly nodded.
I'm going to go home and have a salad.
No shame.
You're going to have to, I think.
Dude, you are the king. That's why you're the colonel. He's the best.
You know what this is from, honestly? It's from weird schedules in your life. Now, in sports, we have some weird schedules. You wind up staying up late some nights. Well, for all those years, I used to do baseball games till 11 or 12 at night and get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to come do the morning show. And you don't have any eating patterns. And I think a lot of people who have weird schedules find themselves eating breakfast at weird times and dinner at 10 in the morning or God knows what.
Breakfast.
That's something to do with it. And then it has something to do with Norm.
Being a goat.
You have a little goat in you, bro.
No.
I mean, that's okay.
No, that's
you've been
that's
that way for a long, long time,
fine.
And you've accepted it.
Hey, it's great. We all had childhood things. What was your favorite weird food for childhood?
Play-Doh?
No.
Play-Doh.
Taste?
No. I think I would eat foods in a weird way.
I mean, really weird foods, though. Like
I really didn't have a weird food fascination. I was pretty basic. Down the road, straight down the middle. But you remember those little zebra cakes, little Debbie's zebra
oh,
cakes?
Yeah.
Love them. One of my favorites. But I would, like, bite the end around it off of it first.
Ooh, you'd bite down the walls.
Yes. I would tear down the walls
okay.
first. And then it was easier to separate. It was really weird. And I haven't had a zebra cake in years, and I'm going to go buy one today so I can eat it that same way.
Ketchup sandwiches?
No.
Okay, that's something no. I like.
I would ball up a
like
piece of bread.
Sandwiches.
That's the only way I could eat a bread piece of bread by itself. I'd ball it up and eat it like a...
Meatball.
Donut hole?
Donut hole.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like to push the bread together with your fingers? You ever do that? Make it a little square? Really tight?
No.
Push them together.
It's kinda,
no, I've never pushed them together,
it's
no.
Good
Julie formed hers into a little heart.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a piece of
Thank
bread and
Norm,
ball it up again.
Sweet.
I'm going to do all the things I did as a youngster today for my meals. Thank you, Norm. Thank you for, I'm going to be nostalgic.
Gummy bears with gravy.
I'm going to punch you.